Hey, family, and welcome back to a new episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. That way you can stay included on the latest updates that we have, because you do not want to miss when we give you latest content, news drop, okay? So that way you can, again, stay up to date. And if you are returning, welcome back. Just chill out. And we're going to have a good time this evening. So we are going to be discussing malnutrition. What is it? Okay. And why is it important to you? Because you may hear the term, you may say, that doesn't really affect me, but it likely does affect you in so many ways. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to break down what does malnutrition really mean? And what can you do about it if you notice that, hey, I do have, you know, this type of behavior, or even this, you know, type of condition that I didn't know about. And there are ways that, you know, again, that we can actually improve this. But again, it does require really understanding what is it. So let's get into it. So when we think about malnutrition, I know that many times people may have seen, you know, whether it's an image or it could be a video of a little child that is very feeble, weak, you know, usually underweight. And you may have seen that picture image about a child in a third world country. And it could have been associated with a sponsor from a nonprofit, or supposedly a nonprofit, that is asking, would you support this child that is in need? So they pretty much take you through the entire video about this child struggling, the family really in need of food. And by no means do I want you to think that I'm not saying that, you know, those are not valid conditions. Of course they are. You know, even to this day, people are still underweight, feeble, need, you know, the resources in order to survive. But one thing that I will say that people may take away is that, you know, I'm better off than that person. And not realizing that you could also be experiencing the condition, but you may not have it as bad as that person that you may see in, you know, a video or on a picture. So when we look at the definition of malnutrition, you know, just to kind of break this down, and then, like I said, we're going to get into you actually seeing this, because again, with anything, I don't want you to think that I'm making anything up. So you will see this information that I'm sharing with you. But when it comes down to malnutrition, this is basically a condition in which a person is either getting not enough of or too much of nutrients or food. Okay. So that is a simple definition, but let's expand on that. So you have a type of malnutrition, which is undernutrition, okay? Undernutrition is pretty much where you're not getting enough. This could be nutrients. This could be food. This could be calories, fat, protein, carbohydrates, minerals, whatever the case is in terms of your body getting what it needs. It's not getting enough of that. And so that would be classified as undernutrition, which is a type of malnutrition. Now, on the other spectrum, you have overnutrition. I think that's the term. But this is pretty much where you're getting too much, okay? So when you get too much of something, whether it is calories, fat, carbs, protein, if you don't burn it off, even when it comes to vitamins and minerals, some vitamins, if you get too much of, they can be removed via your urine, okay? But other vitamins and minerals, you really don't know what happens to them. But at least we know when it comes down to, you know, protein, carbohydrates, fat, when you don't use it, that can, you know, become stored fat, okay? Because your body, typically when you are eating a lot of carbs, is going to use that in terms of burning energy. Fat, that's usually going to store it. But when you have a diet that comprises of a lot of fat, a lot of carbs, a lot of protein, and you really don't do anything with it, you pretty much just eat it, consume it, and you don't really work it out, then it's pretty much going to store that. And that is where you can have overnutrition, too much of something. And that can also lead to some health issues. So again, when it comes to malnutrition, you have undernutrition, and then you have overnutrition. Okay. Now, the thing about malnutrition is that on either spectrum, whether you're not getting enough or whether you're getting too much, it is not a good condition. At least when you think about third world countries, you have children who have low birth weights. And so millions of babies are birthed each year, but they are underweight, at least as a baby. Some you can just hold in your hand, which is, to me, just mind-boggling. But then you also have a condition when it comes to malnutrition. And I want to talk about each three of these because they relate to the undernutrition, then they relate to overnutrition. So you have different types of conditions with each one of those. You have delayed growth, and that is, again, where you have, whether it's a child or an adult, that is underweight, okay? And so, or at least they're not getting enough nutrients in order to support their growth. And so if you ever heard the term stunted growth, that's a real thing, because if you don't get the proper nutrients, like you don't have a healthy diet, then you may be shorter than you are supposed to. You may be shorter than you should be. You likely should be taller, or you likely should have more weight. Not saying that you should be heavy, but it's saying that you shouldn't be that small in terms of your weight. You shouldn't be this short, okay, in terms of your height. Or certain features should have developed, but they were delayed because you were not getting enough nutrients. And then you have another one. I briefly talked about it, but this is low weight. So this is where you are pretty much at a certain, age, and your weight is just low, okay? So you may be 20 years old, or you could be, let's use a more realistic or a child age, let's use 10, okay? Or even 5 years old. So for 5 years old, you likely should be a certain weight, but let's say you only weigh 10 pounds, which is very, very light. That is, an issue of low weight. The next one is very similar to the low weight, but this is slightly different, but this is a term called wasting. Now, wasting is where you are at a certain height, but you're very thin, okay? So imagine seeing someone who is very tall, but they're thin. However, they should have more weight. Again, kind of thinking about low weight, they are likely they do not have enough body weight, so to speak. This doesn't mean that they should have a whole lot of body fat, but it just means that at least for their height, they need more weight in order to support their joints. Because if you don't have enough muscle, number one, around your joints, then you can have issues, in terms of fractures and even just joint issues as you age. So the wasting part about it, again, comes to if you're at a certain height, but you're very thin, okay? And again, this is very similar to low weight. So when we think about malnutrition, like I touched on it earlier, this is typically where you are getting not a good balance of nutrients or even food, okay? And I want to give, a more ideal example, because an everyday person may say, I kind of feel like this is over my head. I don't really know how this can apply to me. Well, this can actually apply to you in so many ways. You can be a normal weight, but let's say you have a condition, whether you are, down the list of some of these symptoms. Let's say you may, be experiencing a loss of weight, or let's say you are just very tired every day. And let's say some days you actually do go to sleep. You sleep for about 7 to 8 hours, but you are still tired, okay? You start to experience a loss of body fat. You're getting sick, especially when you have a cut or an injury. You notice that it can take you a very long time, in terms of 6 months, for like a simple bruising takes 6 months in order for it to heal. Even like a flesh cut, it could take like 2 weeks or, I mean, not 2 weeks, but 2 months for that to heal. And so when we really think about it, these are some of the symptoms when it comes to malnutrition. But you may say, well, I'm not small. I don't lack a lot of weight. To me, I feel like I'm a decent size. You may say, well, I'm not that pale, or, you know, I don't eat too much, but I kind of just eat enough. But even then, let's think about this. If you're not getting the proper amount of vitamins and minerals, and you may ask, well, why should I get vitamins and minerals? Because these are going to help with providing your body the nutrients that it needs in order to continue to work at its best level. Okay, let's go to an example. When we think about vitamin C, a deficiency in vitamin C leads to scurvy. Okay, and this was a condition that was more prominent years ago, likely during the 1900s, could have been earlier on than that. Typically today, most people don't really experience that issue because in at least most fruits and vegetables, a good number of fruits and vegetables do contain vitamin C. And so when you have enough of vitamin C, then this can help with preventing scurvy. A lack of vitamin A can... A lack of vitamin A can just cause issues as it relates to vision problems. So if you notice that you start to have issues with being nearsighted or even farsighted, and it's hard for you to kind of make out, you know, what images look like, what you are getting letters confused because it just is kind of weird in terms of your vision. A lack of that, again, of vitamin A can lead to some vision problems. And you may say, where can I get a lot of these vitamins and even minerals from? And again, most of them are going to come from fruits and vegetables. Now, other nutrients and minerals can come from nuts, can come from beans, legumes. Number of sources can come from meats such as iron, and I want to say calcium in some sources and other minerals. But when we really think about it, minerals, vitamins and minerals are going to be very important. Let's go deeper because sometimes people may think, well, I'm not really convinced. Let's look at your organs, your liver, your pancreas, a lot of the organs that most people don't tend to think about. But let's say if you were lacking or you had a vitamin deficiency, you'll notice very soon, okay? You will notice because when something stops and you start to feel it, you start to notice it, trust me, it's not going to be very pleasant. And so that's why, you know, when it comes down to malnutrition, it's not more so a matter of you looking very pale or weak, but it could also be you are not getting what you need to get that is going to support your body's process. So let's say 5 to 10 years from now, you may have a health issue. And likely, if we were to discover that health issue, it could be traced back to, hey, this is resulting from a lack of vitamin so-and-so, or even from minerals so-and-so, okay? It could be a combination. It could be you're not getting enough protein. Could be you're not getting enough carbohydrates. Now, you may say, I'm getting carbohydrates, but then the question is, what type of carbs are you getting? Are you getting simple carbs? Or are you getting complex carbs? And so, again, when we really think about this notion of malnutrition, it goes beyond just what you may have typically thought. This is actually what a lot of people do experience daily, but they don't know it because the definition, they have not really understood what it means, but it is very clear as it has been. But let me show you some information again, because I do want you to see what I am sharing with you. And this is just a piece of the information that I've looked at. There is so much more, but just to give you an idea, let's see. Let's see. Yeah, let's do it this way. Okay. So let's see. So let me scroll back up. So this is pretty much an article from Medical News Today. And so when we really look at it, it pretty much goes through what malnutrition is. And you can pretty much go through all of this. But one of the things that I want you to look at this, kind of like what I, or actually what I did share with you, undernutrition and overnutrition. A lot of times what we are seeing mostly, at least in the States, is overnutrition, especially when it comes to obesity. Okay. I think from another article that I looked at, it showed that either one in five kids in other developed countries were overweight under the age of, I believe it was five, if I'm not mistaken. Now, when you think about that, that is just mind-boggling when you think about children under a certain age being underweight, okay? To me, that is just astonishing, but, you know, it's facts at the end of the day. Let's see. And then kind of as we scroll down, these are some of the symptoms. So you may say, hold on, wait a second. I did lose some weight. I did lose some muscle mass. I noticed I was losing a lot of weight, but I didn't take anything. I feel tired a lot, kind of hard for me to concentrate. I still feel this wound that I had, you know, when I was playing sports about a year ago, and I don't know why. And this could be due to, you know, malnutrition. Now, again, I'm not telling you to, you know, take this at face value, because it's important that you do, you know, consult your primary healthcare physician. But again, this could also be a guide, or at least a reference point, in terms of giving you the information about, okay, if I'm experiencing some of this, maybe I am not getting enough. Let me review my nutritional intake. Let me see what I ate in the past 24 hours, or at least let me even go back, you know, a couple months, just to at least understand, what am I not getting enough of, or what am I getting too much of that I shouldn't be? And so, again, you can scroll through this article. It's very, at least to me, you know, it goes into some details. I know more research articles can pretty much give you just a full course meal, okay? But this is a light meal because it's pretty much broken up in an easy to read version. But if you wanted something full course, I can hit you up with some research articles, and those will again be a full course meal to you. But again, I just kind of wanted to show you some of this, because again, you may again have a may have had a preconceived notion about what malnutrition is, but now you kind of have a little bit more information, you realize, you know what, I see people who are malnourished every day. In fact, I know a lot of people who are malnourished. And so now that we know that, we can actually be able to ask some other questions in terms of, well, what can I do in terms of reversing this, or in terms of improving this, okay? Because with this information, this is helping us to be aware. And now that we are aware, is the next part is, what do we do about it? And like I said, it comes down to you really understanding, what are you lacking, or what are you getting too much of that you may want to tone down in terms of your health? Because again, if you start to notice some health issues, or you are wondering, why am I experiencing this when I really don't do X, Y, and Z? And again, it could be traced back to your diet. What are you eating too little of? What are you not eating enough of? Or what are you eating too much of? And again, these are some simple questions to start with, and even to ask yourself. So hopefully, if you've enjoyed this information, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Again, that way you can stay up to date with information like this, and you can get this all for free, no charge. This is information that is going to help you and someone that you really love with really reversing whatever situation that you have by really taking some practical steps and saying, you know what, I'm not just going to be a victim of this, I'm going to understand, okay, what Jerry is sharing, and I'm going to apply this because I don't want to be a victim of this. And again, this is, you know, what I enjoy doing, sharing this information with you, and you can pretty much do with it what you please. But I do hope that you find it helpful because at the end of the day, I, you know, don't believe in sharing anything with you that I don't first apply to myself. So again, I hope that you enjoy this information. And until next time, I hope that you are enjoying your evening, and I'll see you next time.